We are now recording. So hi guys, this is Portia Monique with Rolling Out Magazine, and we have live with us Rashida the Glam Dr. Williams, as well as the incomparable Vivica A. Fox. Welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Thank you. Hey girl.
Hey girl. Hey.
So hey, girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey. So we're here talking today about the celebrity glam experience. Rashida is a celebrity makeup artist out of Detroit, and she's done some of the who's who that comes through Detroit all the time. She travels as well. She does everybody's faces, including the gorgeous Miss Fox. But Rashida, why don't you tell everybody who you are, some of the famous faces that you've done, how you came up with this event that you're doing, and why Celebrity Friends?
Well, thank you, Portia, so much for having me today and Rolling Out. So who I am, I'm Rashida Williams. My company is The Glam Doctor, so everyone knows me as The Glam Doctor, but I go by Rashida LaShawn as well. So I'm a makeup artist, a teacher. I train people to do makeup. I'm an esthetician. I'm also a speaker. I do a lot of motivational speaking, and I love mentorship for young girls. That's some of the things that I do. That's who I am. And I'm also a mom of one daughter, Carrington. Why Celebrity Friends? I chose Celebrity Friends because it's the way God gave it to me. I was pondering. I was really going through that, you know, that second week of dealing with this virus and being in the house. And I know how I was feeling and talking to my girlfriends and my family. And everybody was just feeling pent up and anxious and worried about their jobs, their income, you know, being with family, people being sick, they couldn't get, it was just a lot going on. And I was like, God, how can I reach out to women at large and help them feel some sort of peace and some sort of just kind of balance in this thing, you know, as much as we could get. And I was like, how can I do this at a bigger, on a bigger scale to help people? And I went to sleep and the Holy Spirit was like, call your girlfriends, their celebrity girlfriends, and let them chime in and sit in and let people see that we're not the only ones going through this, that everybody is doing, you're dealing with the same things, and that we're all women at the end of the day, and we're all plowing through dealing with our beauty inwardly and outwardly. So that's how I came up with it. And, you know, some of the people I've done, you know, it's so funny you ask me that. I really, a lot of times I draw a blank because I really do treat all of my clients the same. But, you know, obviously I've done Miss Vivica Fox. You know, I've worked with Holly Robinson Peete, Omari Hardwick, Alfre Woodard, Liza Alonso, David Keith, Roberta Flack. Wow. Just to name a few, you know, those just to name a few people that I've done, you know, here in recent years. And, I've, you know, it's been a pleasure being able to be at the level that I am. But at the end of the day, I am just Rashida LaShawn. You know, you're, you know, a down-to-earth person who loves everybody.
Wonderful. Now, those are some big names. Now, one name that we don't even have to introduce, Miss Vivica A. Fox, who we have on the line.
Yes.
Vivica, why don't you go ahead and tell the people why you are doing this event with Rashida?
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Vivica Fox here. I am, as y'all know, an actress, an author, a producer. Got the Vivica Fox hair collection and just y'all all around homegirl. I met Rashida when I was in town doing a play and I had to do some press. And the gentleman that I was doing the play with hired Rashida. And a wonderful lady by the name of Mary Daniels, who now has moved to Los Angeles and is now my hairdresser here. Rashida and I have become very, very good friends. Whenever I come to Detroit, she always does my face. Whenever I have to do press or if I'm doing some work there. And so she gave me a call the other day and she was like, hey, Viv, how you doing? I said, girl, going stir crazy, to be very honest with you, because I'm used to being so busy, to be very honest with you. I'm used to being in Chicago, finishing up Empire, Philly for my hairline, in LA, producing movies, New York, doing press. So for me, this has been... At first, it was nice, like, oh, yay, I get to rest. I ain't got to travel so much or go to the airport. Well, that was cute for about 3 days. And by week two, I was really over it, okay? So when Rashida hit me up and was like, hey, Viv, I want to do something for the ladies at home. And I'm going to have you and three other of my celebrity friends each Saturday at 1 p.m. do a glam session where we go online, and we have a glam session where not only do we teach ladies glamour for home, for going to dinner, for going to events, but how to slay a red carpet, and also just to inspire them, to talk to them, see how they doing, let them know that, you know, this too shall pass, and just to have a little bit of girl time and add a little celebrity, a little sparkle in there. So that's where I come in at.
Oh my God, that is so wonderful. Now, Rashida, so this, the event is called the Celebrity Glam Experience with the Glam Doctor and your celebrity friends. And obviously, yes, Vivica is doing one of the looks for you, but you picked the red carpet look for Vivica. I know it's obvious, but tell us why you did that.
Because when I for each person, I know their personalities and I know exactly who they are. One thing about Viv, she a homegirl down to earth, but Viv is luxury. And when you think about her and you see her, she always looks luxurious in red carpet. Even when she going to a brunch, she just gives you a red carpet, very polished look. And so that is why I chose that look for her session, to talk about, you know, that along with, you know, red lips. Vivica, she can rock a look, baby. Vivica finds the best makeup artists all around the country to do her makeup. She always slams. So that's why I picked that look for her, because it represents luxury and beauty and who she is.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, Vivica, you came to Detroit for, it was an event honoring Kiko Davis's husband. And I know they're going to get me. Yes.
Was that when I had the green hair and the green dress?
You had the green, girl. Yes. You had the green hair and the green dress, and you slayed it. And I was like, she is so gorgeous on this red carpet. So I definitely understand red carpet looks. Yes, yes, so beautiful.
Well, for me, it's always a wonderful time, especially since I have my hair collection, to experiment and wear looks that I don't get to wear on TV. You know, when you're on TV, you play normal people, normal characters, unless it's an extravagant character or you're doing a musical or you're doing, you know, animation or stage or something like that. Most of the time, you know, the hairstyles are pretty simple. And for when I do a red carpet, honey, that's when I get to wear colors that I don't get to wear on TV. I love color. I love purples. I love pinks. I love green. I love blue. I love whenever I have a red carpet moment to have a theme.
Yes.
So my theme is executed from myself and my beauty squad here in Los Angeles, or when I'm on the road, from head to toe, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
And that was the Don Davis Foundation.
Yes.
So speaking of your glam squad being in LA, we know that you are the celebrity with the utmost, right? So you come with your own traveling glam squad wherever you go.
Sometimes.
But yes, if you're not traveling, then you have connections in every city, right? Like Detroit with Rashida and the Glam Doctor. Now, with that said, do you know how to do your own red carpet look?
No.
You don't.
No, I don't.
I will keep that very real. About it too. I keep that very real. Wait a minute, girl. I got to keep that real deal. Holyfield with y'all. But like I said, it's when I am traveling that when I go city to city. I've got such good relationships with most of the places that I travel all the time. New York, like in New York, I got Janelle Smith and Daria, baby. So when y'all see me on like Wendy Williams and doing my New York press, Kelly and Ryan, those kind of shows, that squad is usually Daria Latham and Janelle Smith. And baby, when I'm telling you, each place I go, like my LA girls, Mary and Chris, they make me up a little bit different than New York. It's like each place I go, like when I go down south, I got Jay Structure. And then, you know, I've also given some opportunities for some ladies on Instagram. And let me just let y'all know, I'm one of them ladies that if I do hire y'all from Instagram, I do pay. I ain't asking y'all to come and do me and like, oh, since I'm a celebrity, do it for free. I think that's whack.
Yes.
And I want to say that to all of the other people out there, you Instagram wannabe famous people, that when y'all hire somebody just because y'all on Instagram, they still got to have gas and they need to eat and feed their kids. So tip. At least, okay? Yeah. I just want to put that out there. I'll never, even though they'll be like, oh, I'll do you for free. No, baby. Here's something. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? I always have learned to have an attitude of gratitude, because you never know where you're going to be one day Or you never know if just that day, that person, even though they was doing you for free, might have that $20, $50, whatever you give them, that they may have needed that day. And not just a thank you or take a picture with me so I can post it.
Yeah.
So let me just establish that.
And that's very important too, because a lot of people out there, they feel entitled because they're a celebrity or they're famous or whatnot, they're Instagram famous, that they should get that free.
That's whack. That's really whack to me, to be very honest. I've had people come and was like, I'll do you for free, just take a picture of me. I'm like, baby, look here, let's talk for a minute. Here's something. Thank you. Because let me tell you something, I don't like nobody asking me to show up for free.
Right, exactly.
If you don't work me and I'm going to make an effort, shoot, clothes costs, all of this costs, honey. So, you know, I mean, unless it's something that I want to do, do you know what I mean? That if I'm doing it for, you know, as a donation, or I'm doing it for a cause that I believe in. But, you know, things cost, you know, the parking, all of that. So, I just always make sure that I'm sorry, I got a little off track with that.
No, you're fine.
I do not do my own makeup. I can. I mean, if I have to, but no, I've gotten really spoiled. I cannot put on a lash to save my girl. That's the worst one. I can do my brows, I can do my lips, but them lashes. Girl, them lashes, girl. I done tried it. Girl, that lash ends up on the top part of my lid.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. So I would prefer that let somebody else come do me, so then that way I can be on the phone lining up some other jobs and lining
right.
up.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you do what you do, you know?
Yeah.
But if I got to put on a little bit of a face, I can, like, now.
You can. Yeah. Okay.
But not red carpet. No, I don't play with my red carpet, baby.
Understand. Now, during this quarantine, for both of you, how have you been handling it? Like, have you been going out? Have you been practicing your makeup, Vivica? Do you get up, get dressed, you know, or are you just like everybody else switching in and out of your pajamas? Like, what do?
Yeah, I would like everybody else to be very honest with you. Now, I'm going to be very honest with y'all. We're going to have us a little bit of fun right now. When it first happened, you know, I was like, oh, cool. I can sleep. I ain't got to go nowhere. I ain't got to get dressed. And like I said, that was cool, girl. I was messing up some McDonald's. I ain't going to lie. I had this photo shoot coming up for my hairline town, and I had been starving, eating kale and salmon and drinking water, because that's what I always do for my hairline shoot, because they always want you to look a little thin and snatch for the gods. So I had been working up. Baby, when they hit me, they said, well, we're going to push back till June. I was tearing McDonald's up. Ooh, I was. Oh. I was eating shakes, fries. I was eating everything. And then after week two, I said, okay, you know, got this out of your system. So with that said, I have now gone back to my regular meals, exercising. I go in my backyard, try to get a little bit of sun because the weather's been nice here again in California. I love warm-up suits. So I've been changing in out of my Pam and Gala warm-up suits to go to the store, go to the mailbox, run my little errands, just trying to stay positive and get somewhat of a routine and not get depressed.
Yeah. What about you, Rashida?
You know what, for me, and I want to say something too that I didn't get to say earlier about Vivica, why I chose her. Because like Vivica said, one thing I love about her is that she has such this auntie feel. She make you feel like family.
Yeah.
And she makes everyone feel like that. Even when you look at her social media, Vivica never comes off as if she's this big celebrity and you're this little nobody. She never has had ever a sense of entitlement. Since the first day I met her years ago, which was back in the 90s, like the late 90s, I think I met her, early 2000s. And so I love that about her, and I love her personality, and I love how she connects with people, especially women. That is why I asked her, because she's a friend to many, and it's very genuine. She's a homegirl. She good people. Like, she good people. That's why I asked her. And so what I've been doing myself is I've been sitting here making sure that I've been really working on my businesses. I've been really focusing and laser focused on working on business. I'm working on, like I was telling yesterday, I'm practicing for my aesthetics license. I'm doing my testing for that and working on that so I can get that done once we're out of here, so I can go ahead and be licensed since I went to school. Spending time with my daughter, getting to know her better. She's growing up right before my eyes, literally.
Like, she's like 5'6" now, and she's 10. Wow. I'm like, oh my God, you know. Mm. So doing that, and then staying in touch with my family and friends via video, that has helped me to keep some sense of normalcy and some sort of balance, because I need to feel I'm connected, and being able to see your face, as they say, lay my eyes on you, that's working for me.
Yes, absolutely. So I am, you know what, I definitely can identify with both of you ladies. I'm doing a little bit of both. But Vivica, I haven't been out the house. I'm not going to
lie.
No way!
Listen,
I got my mask. Listen, I do have a mask, and my boo, he is so mad at me because I be so scared to go out the house, and he's like, just put on the mask. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to go outside, because I literally am like scared to death. So I have not been outside, but from Rashida's standpoint, I have been working.
Since when, girl?
Since
it started happening? Like, ooh,
since almost March 18th. A month?
Lord. I couldn't imagine that, child.
I've been to the store.
Okay.
CVS.
So I haven't been to the mailbox, y'all. I have not been out the house. I'm like, it's airborne everywhere. And every time.
Well, that's why you put on your mask.
You're right. I'm a try to venture out. I'm not going out today, though, because it's crazy.
Can I tell you this?
Yes.
Wear sunglasses, because your eyes, if it's real sunny outside or snowing and it's real bright outside, your eyes are going to kind of burn a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I've noticed, like, a couple of days, like, say I didn't go anywhere because I like my house kind of dimly lit. I went outside, girl, my eyes was like adjusting. I was like, ooh, whoa, what's going on? I said, you've been in your smooth move, dim lit house, and now you done come out into bright light, and you know.
Sunglasses.
Wear some sunglasses, girlfriend.
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to hold y'all too long. We can go ahead and wrap up. Rashida, I do want you to give us, just tell us where we can find more information about your event with Vivica, the incomparable Vivica Fox, and where people can sign up, purchase tickets, and do all of that. And then we're going to take it back to you, Vivica, and, you know, you can, before we go, tell everybody what you're currently working on.
You got it, baby.
Rashida?
Yeah, so you can, Vivica's class is May the 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And her class, the red carpet class, it is $15. Each session is $15. You can go online to my website, to theglamdoctor.com, and you can go to book under an appointment, and you can go to online classes. Also, I have it posted on all of my social media. I have the page, so it's The Glam Doctor everywhere you look. Doctor is spelled all the way out. And you can, you know, click on the links there and get the information off of there. I'm also going to be giving away, for each class, I'm giving away 2 seats. So I'll be posting that starting tonight, how you can get a seat to the class, because I want everybody to be able to come. I would say you want to keep this at about age 16 and up, because we are going to be having conversations, you know, on this platform. We don't know what maybe they talk about. So you want to make sure, you know, that, you know, you come enjoy it. And then the other thing is, it is tutorial. So I'll be teaching you the class via tutorial side, like YouTube. So if you don't have all the products, it's okay. Just sit there and you can learn, and you can take the shopping list I send you and go shopping later. But I just want everyone to come and have fun and have a really good time. And everything is theglamdoctor.com. That's all of my social media, The Glam Doctor.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Now, Ms. Foss, go ahead, take us home.
You already know. As Rashida said, I will be in the glam session on Saturday, May 2nd at 1 p.m. along with Rashida, talking about how to slay a red carpet and sharing all those red carpet secrets, and also offering some inspiration as well to get us through this difficult time. I am so, so blessed, y'all, in my life right now. Next Tuesday is the final episode of Empire Season 6, and we're wrapping up the finale. So Candace will be on there, okay?
Yes.
Candace. Hi, Candace.
We'll be on there tomorrow, Thursday. What is tomorrow, April?
Help me with the day. Is April 16th.
Thank you very much. So you can, tomorrow, Thursday, April 16th, is the premiere of my new podcast show. and my new podcast show. I know y'all didn't even know that.
No, we
did. Y'all with that. Hit y'all with that, girlfriend. Tomorrow is of my new podcast show, Hustling with Vivica A. Fox.
I will
start doing press early in the morning, letting everybody know where they can subscribe and download. I have had some amazing guests that I've interviewed so far, from Tommy Davidson to Waka Flocka and Tammy, Mary Wilson, Tika Sumter. Who else have I had on there? Claudia Jordan. I'm going to be interviewing Kay Way, the blogger. Like, I've got everybody from all different walks of life.
Yeah, that I love it.
That I'm just so glad that when I did my television show, Face the Truth, that I got into hosting and what it was like to interview and all that stuff. Yeah. And so this is with Stage 29 Productions, which is Dr. Phil. So I was so glad that I, even when Face the Truth was canceled, that I got to stay in business with them. They was like, oh, we're not done with you yet. So
yes.
I'm back, y'all, with my own podcast show.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Yes. Catch Empire, of course, the Vivica A. Fox Hair Collection. We're about to do a new photo shoot to get some new looks for y'all as soon as this pandemic is over. Mm-hmm. Also, my films on Lifetime, The So Wrong, It's Right. I'm going to go do two more films. So mommy's busy and blessed.
Listen, yes.
Oh, last thing, and I got a new film coming out with Liam Hemsworth and Vince Vaughn called Arkansas.
Wow.
Coming out
May 5th. Okay. Listen, the name of your podcast is speaks to you. Hustling with Vivica. Because
hustling. I love it.
Hustling. Man, yes.
Yes. And also, if you guys want to keep up with me on Instagram, I'm at MSVFox, and I'm verified. And on Twitter, I'm at MSVivicaFox, Miss Vivica Fox, and I'm verified there as well too. I have a website, vivicafox.com. So those are all my social media handles that are really mine, that you can stay updated on the latest and greatest with your girl Vivica Fox. But please join me on Saturday, May 2nd, with my girl Rashida, the glam doctor, as we have a glam session for the red carpet slay.
We love it. Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Fox. And thank you so much, Rashida, for coming our show.
Thank you.
We definitely appreciate it. Best of luck to both of you ladies and all of your endeavors. And Ms. Hustling with Ms. Vivica A. Fox. We're looking for your podcast coming on soon tomorrow. So we're going to look for that as well. And again, follow Rashida so that you guys can figure out what she's doing and all of her celebrity friends coming up, starting actually this Saturday. But Vivica is going to be on Saturday, May 2nd. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that is a wrap, ladies.
You're welcome.
It was
welcome.
Definitely a pleasure.
Yay!
Thank you for
thank
joining
you.
Us. And we will see y'all soon on Rolling Out.
And can I say to everyone out there, stay safe, stay home, and God bless y'all. We will get through this, darlings.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.